on this article 3, we are in agreement with, like Switzerland, with the first proposal by the US on paragraph 8. Also, we are open to the suggestion by Cuba on paragraph 9, and the American suggestion also on paragraph 9. We believe that the discussion regarding the export controls and their contribution to furthering the objectives of the convention and trying to balance it out with the without the without hindering the peaceful uses of developments in the life sciences is something that it's a sort of dialogue among the deaf, and people are talking past each other. I think that there's some balancing language here that we are very difficult. We are at suffering to try to find some sort of middle ground that is acceptable. And my delegation would be in a position to try to provide suggestions to try to narrow this bridge, to narrow this gap in understanding among delegations regarding this. We stated that quite clearly during during the general debate, indicating that we are in favor of any initiative destined to protect and promote inalienable rights of member states to participate in the fullest exchange of equipment, materials, scientific and technological information for peaceful purposes. We believe that the main export control regimes provide an essential contribution in preventing the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, particularly biological weapons and their means of delivery. But on the other hand, we think that it's not evident to strike a fair balance between those two imperatives, particularly when it comes to dual-use items, where we have lots of gray areas. So non-proliferation regimes can contribute to promoting confidence, trust, and necessary assurances for cooperation involving potentially sensitive dual-use items, thus facilitating legitimate trade for peaceful purposes. But we also believe that those control regimes should engage openly with all interested states and should ensure that no undue restrictions are placed on access to materials, equipment, and technology for peaceful purposes required by developing countries for their continued sustainable development. There are elements of all those aspects that Brazil holds dear to it that are in the various proposals here, but they are not merged in a way that would make sense. And I think that we have to try to make an effort to try to find a good balance. For example, paragraph 10 in its original formulation, it looks okay to us, while the suggestion added by the US actually tilts the balance in a different direction. We have to try to have a fresh approach here in which we would try, on the one hand, indicate that export controls play an important role, but also there are limitations to the extent to which they can hinder peaceful uses. And I believe that with elements from proposals made by Cuba, by the NAM and the US, we could try to find something that is reasonable and would not cross the red lines of different delegations. Thank you.